After a week in the deep freeze, we are looking at warmer air that is trying to force its way into the region. And with that transition, we have had some wintry precipitation across New York and New England on this Monday. For all of us, it started out as a burst of snow in this cold air mass, but as some of that warmer air begins to work into the middle layers of the atmosphere, we're seeing a transition from snow to sleet and freezing rain, and that transition will continue to work its way into the region over the next few hours. So if it is still snowing where you are, expect that snow to transition eventually to sleet and freezing rain. It looks like the snow will linger longest across the North Country. In some areas, though, we've already seen that transition occur. In terms of snow accumulation, we're looking at about 3 to 6 inches of snow across the North Country. Elsewhere, we're looking at about 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulation before that change to an icy mix. The entire area is under a winter weather advisory for slippery travel conditions, and that advisory is in effect through tomorrow morning. And here's the reason why. Most of the precipitation has already occurred and will be wrapping up soon. In fact, the precipitation shield is already starting to show signs of breaking up across the region. But as we move into the nighttime hours, we're still going to have some lingering areas of snow flurries, and more importantly, some areas of freezing fog, and freezing drizzle. And that means that road conditions and sidewalks will remain slippery, especially where untreated, right through tomorrow morning. It's going to turn quite a bit warmer tomorrow, even though we're looking at a good deal of clouds around. Temperatures should climb up into the 30s to around 40 in many areas. We could see a few showers work in, mainly later in the day tomorrow. By Wednesday, we should surge into the 40s and 50s across the region. That could threaten some record highs across parts of our area. And then a cold front comes through late Wednesday with a round of rain, maybe some downpours, and a much cooler air mass arrives for Thursday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, areas of snow tapering off to flurries and freezing drizzle, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of late showers, possibly a light mix in the coldest areas, high in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain, tapering to flurries and freezing drizzle, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with chance of late showers, possibly a light mix in the coldest areas, high in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with areas of rain and freezing rain, tapering to drizzle and freezing drizzle, low around 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of late showers, high in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, areas of snow, sleet, and freezing rain this evening, tapering to drizzle and freezing drizzle, low around 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of late showers, high in the upper 30s to around 40. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, rain likely, rain could be heavy at times, breezy and warm with highs in the 40s and 50s, and on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of snow showers and some lake effect snow, breezy and colder with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.